Nayeli is in Chula Vista. Nayeli, what is the one go-to television show that you turn on every time you want to just feel good? That's its only mission, is to make you feel good.
Sex in the City.
And what about Sex in the City is comfort for you?
I don't know. I feel like that's enough drama in my life to keep a little drama in it. So
yeah, HBO has been replaying the entire series of Sex in the City as of late. And
well, it's on syndication too. E runs it all the time too.
Yeah, but this is better. This is the unedited version. Oh. You know, all the swears, all the sex in Sex in the City is on the HBO show. I still can't. I'm just completely torn up that she picked Mr. Big over Aiden. But that's just me.
Listen, if you were maybe you stayed up all night watching the election coverage. Maybe you watched for a little bit and then you moved on, or maybe you did like I did. I was like, I am not going to watch anything because I don't want to be stressed, so I picked something that makes me feel good no matter what episode it is, no matter what season it is. I know I can turn it on and I feel good, and that was Big Bang Theory for me last night, and then I moved on to Modern Family after that.
That's so weird because Modern Family is my go-to. Mm-hmm. What is your, no matter what vibe that you're in, no matter what mood, no matter what the country is reflecting, what show do you put on that completely just makes you escape? Maybe you don't even watch it fully attentively. Maybe it's on in the background. I know. Sure. I put on Modern Family in my house when I'm cleaning. I turned it on last night, just like you, Tammy. I was so tired of the he said, she said television I was watching last night. As far as political coverage, I'm like, you know what? I know who I voted for. Nothing I do at this point is going to matter. I'm going to put on something that makes me feel good. And it was Modern Family. Mm-hmm. I love that show so much. There's nothing about that show, every episode, that I either laugh out loud or I tear up to, either or both.
Yeah. I also feel that way. I mean, I have several shows in my pocket that I could go to at any time because I know they just make me feel good. King of Queens is another one that no matter what, if I turn that on, I know I'm not like stressing out or being tense, or I just relax.
833-287-1037. The answer when someone asks you, hey, why do you like that show? If it's, I don't know, it just makes me feel good, that's the show we want to hear about. 833-287-1037. What just makes you feel good to watch? Maybe it's completely an unusual one, too. I don't know. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSOM. Everybody has a show that they put on, that they keep on, just because it makes them feel good. Tam and I both agree Modern Family does that for us. Tammy's a big Bang Theory fan. That works for her as well. Just makes you feel good. 833-287-1037. In a time where, man, it's really important to do things that make us feel good, what is your go-to show?
Andrew and El Cajon, what TV show always makes you feel good, no matter when you put it on?
Big Bang Theory, just like you.
Love it. Who's your favorite character, by the way?
Oh, man. Sheldon. Sheldon's great. I do really like Penny and her relationship. The things that they say together are just super funny.
So no matter what is going on in your life, no matter what episode is on, whether you've seen it once or a million times, Big Bang Theory is on. That's your go-to. You're just going to put it on and roll with it.
Yeah, I just go on HBO and on a random season, random episode, doesn't matter what it is, I'm happy watching.
That is perfect. Exactly what I did yesterday with Modern Family. I hit the middle of season 4 and just hit roll. Let's just go.
Thanks, honey. Heather in La Mesa, how about you?
Hi, I've got 3 go-tos depending on what's happening in the world.
Okay.
Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, and when I'm feeling really, really just want to get away, Yellowstone.
So you do deep dives. You're not talking about like a little half-hour sitcom.
Yes. Life would be so much simpler if you could just take somebody to the train station every now and again.
Oh.
I love that.
I'm hoping that you mean the train station to Hogwarts, not the train station in Yellowstone.
Amy in Oceanside, the TV show that always makes you feel good.
I love to watch Schitt's Creek.
I got to get into that because I love all the actors that are in that.
I just have so many things to watch.
I got to do that.
Hilarious.
That is interesting because I can't have a feel-good escape show, quote-unquote, if I'm not that familiar with it. It always helps me if I'm totally familiar with the show so I can kind of have it on in the background. It helps me personally if I'm not completely involved. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I've watched it multiple times. So
Shay and El Cajon, your go-to?
My go-tos are either Gilmore Girls or Vampire Diaries, which I feel like you'll probably get a lot of today.
All right. Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Let's send you somewhere, hopefully, with our sneaky sound.
KSON Sneaky Sound Send Off.
Shelly is in Kearney Mesa. Shelly, let's see if we can send you off when you correctly identify our sneaky sound.
Sounds good, John. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth.
Here we go. I'm going to play it for you twice because it's really quick, okay?
Okay.
Here it comes.
And again.
What do you think that sneaky sound is specifically?
Has Annie Lynn guessed maracas yet?
I love a good maraca session, but...
That's not right.
Good guess.
Another chance for you to win a trip to Disneyland with our Sneaky Sound send-off at 8:50 on KSON.